Trib Live Radio presents Gladiators of the Cage online at GOTCMMA.com and on Twitter at GladiatorMMA412. It's time to get all the inside info on the Pittsburgh MMA scene right now, right here, only on Trib Live Radio.
It is the MMA half hour here on Trib Live Radio. We're getting closer to the next Gladiators of the Cage event. Scott, when is it? Give us the details again.
Yes, sir. It's coming up next Saturday, October 24th at the Shriner Center in Cheswick, PA.
Week from Saturday. You got to check it out if you can't be there live, which you should be, but if you can't, you can watch it from anywhere in the world on their website. You can also go to a few different bars in the Western PA area if you want to join it. Enjoy it with the crowd and a beer in your hand. Scott Benton here with me. Robert is MIA today.
He's tardy again. What's going on with this guy? So he's hit or miss, you know?
We're holding it up here. Starting out here on our Trib Live Radio YouTube YouTube channel. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already. We always like finding the fun national stories. Credit to Scott for finding this one.
Oh, thanks, man. Just throw me in front of the bus. Appreciate that.
Uriah Faber. Scott, tell me about Uriah Faber. Because last week we were looking at some stories, and there was a damn fighter in Beckley, West Virginia, I think it was, who crapped in the middle of a cage.
After being choked out. That's right. And
his nickname, can't make this up, is Brown Bomber. That was his nickname prior to that happening.
The Brown Bomber.
And you think you found the Brown Bomber's sister.
This may be the Brown Bomber's sister. So I guess Uriah Faber is sitting at home in his California home. And then all of a sudden, somebody come breaking through his door, ran around his house looking for a bathroom, and then locked herself in a bathroom. He couldn't get in the door, so he notified the police, hey, what's going on? And the police were able to get in, but they found out that apparently she vomited and, as you would say, crapped all over the place and was unconscious in his bathroom.
I don't even have commentary for that. It's like I feel like there's been more news in the past year between the tragic nonsense with War Machine and Christy Mack.
Oh, absolutely.
And then Ronda Rousey is always in the news, usually for positive things, but she's not afraid to tear some ass up. And then this stuff. And then what was it the other week with probation after?
Oh, John Jones. Yeah.
It never ends. The life of these guys never ends.
You know what's so interesting about this is, number one, he left his door open. I guess she just come cruising right through. But how did she find a bathroom? He says he didn't know this girl. She was a complete stranger, a lunatic, or whatever else. But, I mean, it's not like he's living in a hood somewhere.
I mean,
he's living in a nice house, so she came right in.
That was my
thought. Right where the bathroom was at. It's a UFC fighter, so he didn't stop her in any way, shape, or form. And on top of all that, while he's calling the police, he's videotaping everything and putting it on Snapchat with the police there. And then he's actually posting a video and pictures of this girl.
That doesn't
on the floor.
That doesn't surprise me because in this day and age, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Social media is everywhere. We got Periscope over here. Everybody's always filming. It's never, no matter what stupid thing is going on, you're going to get publicity out of it. So I'm not surprised by that.
Well, that's what's interesting is people will put up on video in her YouTube faster than they'll do 911 for you. So
exactly. They won't call. They'll just sit and grab popcorn. Real quick, as we finish up our video here, we have to do our normal Ronda Rousey update, which I know you love.
Oh, yeah, more Ronda Rousey stuff.
I annoy Scott with the Ronda Rousey updates.
It's official that she's officially dating 6'7" UFC heavyweight fighter Travis Brown. He's 15-3. He was an Ultimate Fighter 17 back in 2013. So they actually made it, released the public statement saying, yes, we are dating, which is yay. Good for you, Ronda Rousey.
But there's some hypocrisy going on here. Supposedly.
It is, because Brown was under some scrutiny because he was facing some domestic violence, either charges or an investigation that the UFC looked into, and they actually investigated it to see if there was any, you know,
and of course,
rhyme or reason behind it.
And, of course, Rousey's been very outspoken against Floyd Mayweather, who has had his issues
well, that's,
with that.
So. I mean, that's what was so interesting about it is she's like, you know, obviously pro, I'm going to beat your ass, you touch a woman kind of thing, and then here's this guy being accused of it. But, I mean, how his ex, his baby mama, posted the pictures on Facebook of the bruises of being beaten and such, but didn't notify the police is kind of, you know,
well,
suspect.
And even, let's say best case scenario, even if this guy, Brown, is completely innocent, he's just, his baby's mama's just being cray-cray, even if that's the case, It's unfortunate. It's bad PR for Rousey because, you know, people always want to believe the juiciest, darkest thing.
True.
So if the juicy, dark thing is that, oh, this dude is – they're gonna. It looks – it's crap that she's going to have to deal with from people on the internet.
Well, that's why they kept it on a down low so so long to keep it off the radar a little bit, let it die down. Then
power
it,
to him. If I was dating Ronda Rousey, I would not be able to keep on the down low. I would be telling everybody who would listen.
I'd be sending him
videos. Until she beat my ass and broke up with me. Triple Hive Radio, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you check out the Gladiators of the Cage MMA channel. As, again, you can see all their fights from all their past events. They got a good one coming up a week from Saturday in Cheswick, PA at the Syria Shriner Center.
Yeah.
All right, Scott. Let's something that often gets asked to me. I don't know if people ask you. It's one of those weird things. Money's always funny for people to talk about and ask about. But I think it's a very worthwhile topic. Is what does it cost to you as an executive and you and Robert, you know, owning Gladiators and putting these shows on, the financial undertaking? Because obviously people can obviously think, okay, well, you know, you got to pay a fighter and you got to have a ring. You got to have a venue, but then there's all these other things. Again, when you get into the commission, there's all these other things. And like you made a list here, which is pretty neat, of breaking it down of what the budget's like. $17,000 to $20,000 just for fighters.
And absolutely.
And that right there, I mean, which obviously if you don't, you got to have the fighters or you have nothing. But that's still a lot of money for these guys. I mean, what kind of you don't have to name me names, but if you can, like what's the highest amount a fighter could get paid on your show, an individual fighter, potentially?
The highest we've really gone, we try to keep in a limit because obviously we're trying to keep our costs for the tickets down low. So yeah. I think the most we ever paid a fighter was $2,000 a show and $2,000 if he wins.
Okay.
And plus, obviously, covering hotel travel. And,
so he could walk out with $4,000.
Oh, plus on top of the commissions on his ticket sales. If he's a local guy selling tickets, he's getting anywhere
wow.
from 10% to 30% of commission off total ticket sales.
So you got fighters, and then this is the stuff that people really forget about. You know, insurance to cover the fighters, the fans are injured, damage to the building, medical, a police guy, you got to have that on hand. I mean,
as far as the medical insurance, obviously medical and building and venue insurance. The key is any venue we go to, they usually require $1 million policy. We just up it to $3 million just to be on the safe side. And it also covers the medical side. So we cover all of our fighters. A lot of promotions that aren't sanctioned or in other states and such, that doesn't cover them. So for any reason, if that fighter gets hurt, you know, hurts his finger, head, injury, whatever else, we cover all the costs on that. Our insurance picks up every single cost
wow.
as far as the ambulance, ER, rehab, whatever the fighter needs to get back to day one again.
You guys got your stuff together. Then you got taxes, referee, state commission. Obviously, do you guys have multiple referees? You usually keep the same referee for, you know.
Yeah, the same referees usually come. Chip Schneider's usually there. We've been seeing a lot of other.
But I mean, on a show, do you have the same referee for every match, or do you mean do you break
it's,
off
it's,
or rest?
No. It's just one ref for the whole evening.
One man night. Yeah.
That's right. One shot, one kill on that one.
Video production. Obviously, this is a huge thing for you guys. For, you know, you're looking at maybe like a 4,000 and everything because you guys obviously do great live streaming, make it possible for people to see on the website at bars, and obviously that takes manpower and that takes bandwidth and
yeah, we're
of that nature.
We're fortunate enough. I mean, we have one of the premier video guys in Pittsburgh. They're called Cut and Run Studios. Mm-hmm. They've done everything from the vintage Grand Prix to any sporting events down at the what are they called, Riverhound Soccer and everything else. So they're pretty high speed guys. They actually stream the event for us. So if you can't make the actual event itself, you can stream. You can watch it on anything connected to the internet, meaning cell phones, Xboxes, smart TVs. Anything and everything you possibly could think of from the internet side, we stream it live.
And you guys have had pretty good success with that, and that's very important because
huge for us.
I know independent wrestling promotions have ran into this problem, is that independent like regional wrestling promotions, that they will try to do the same thing. They'll try to do live streaming. They'll try to do internet pay-per-views, if you will. And if you don't have a building with good internet, or if you don't have guys that know what they're doing on the tech side of it, or they don't have enough bandwidth to support however many people are trying to watch, it can crash and burn very quickly and easily, and that is a terrible thing to your reputation because it's like, okay, this is amateur hour. But you guys have done pretty well with this.
You know, we've had our first few couple hiccups, whatever else, when we were at stage A because of the concrete walls and some of the issues with the internet. So it was sort of a choppy kind of streaming. You couldn't stream it as much in HD. But we obviously alleviated that issue when we moved to the Sirius Shriner. So we still have a couple issues here and there, but it's just kind of tough streaming just in general.
And then you go in, then everything else, I mean, you're looking anywhere from, you know, 3,000 or less, but still, you know, everything from advertising to get the stuff out promoted, DJ, ring announcer, ring girls, security, food and water for the staff. You got to feed them, the guys that are sleeping in your cages to watch the cage. Hotels for everybody. I mean, you guys take care of the hotels for if the guys are coming out of town. You take care of hotels for.
That's what we do. Is we're one of the few. I wouldn't say. I guess we are kind of the few promotions that really cover the hotel. We cover completely a hotel for them and their family, whatever. We cover their travel, their gas, their airfare, whatever else we have to think
about. That's so much logistics.
It's a big pain.
Especially these fighters, because, like, well, all right, do you need two rooms? Do you need one room? And then, oh, well, this person's going to come. And
the biggest part about that is, say a fighter says, hey, I'm going to need two rooms. So you reserve the two rooms, and then all of a sudden they decide to stay one night, and they take off.
Yeah.
So then we get stuck with that bill no matter what. And it's not like it's, you know, cheap hotels like they're, you know, Red Roof Inn or some. You know, I'd rather just give them tents and put them in a field somewhere, but Robert really likes these guys and doesn't allow that. But, I mean, we're bringing in one of our female fights. It's going to be Gina Tellerico versus Mercedes Timmerman. We're bringing Mercedes in from the West Coast. So she was, asking, can she drive, or is it okay if she flies? And we're just kind of like, oh, no, you know.
Well, I guess what's the better cost for you guys? I guess, because, I mean, if she drives and you're compensating all that gas, that's a...
Well, the thing is, we want the fighter to be 150%. We don't want her coming to the show all...
dragging ass.
Her eyes popped out, and she's just on her 12th Red Bull trying to make weight or some other issue, so...
That's true.
That's one of the concerns. We're like, hey, maybe it's a better option just to fly, and we'll pick her up from the airport like we've done, you know, several times with some of our female fighters, so...
Gotcha.
So that'd be key.
Now, let's talk about the card, because we've talked about, you know, we've talked about Mark Cherica quite a bit. I know he's a big fan of you guys. I know that's one that you and Robert are big fans of, a guy that you guys are putting in your main event, 145-pound main event, 8-1, Mark Cherica. Josh Stansberry, the Sandman, we spoke to last week, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Was it last week we talked to him? I think so.
Yep. Yes,
he's going to be going up against Victor Bonecrusher Jones. So I think we're going to try to call Victor.
Yeah, we'll give him a call.
We're trying to call Victor. Tell me about this co-main event, or what you know about it, or anything you...
Well, what's so interesting about the pros that we have on the card is, obviously, you know, Mark Cherica is a local favorite. People love to live in hell out of this guy. He is technically the pride of Bloomfield, which is 5 miles from here. Trains out of the Pittsburgh Fight Club. He's going for the 145-pound championship title against Nathan, the trained Landward, coming up out of Tennessee. Then you got Josh Stansberry. Josh Stansberry has fought in Bellator. He's also an Ultimate Fighter. And he's going to be squaring off against Victor Bonecrusher Jones. On top of that, Joey Holt is also the Hitman Holt. He's a 6-2 guy. He's going to be squaring off against a 7-9 Andrew Osborne. Holt was also in Bellator, so he's a Bellator vet as well, coming into our show. And then to wrap up our pro card, we have a 2-0 Jason Alexander going up against 3-3 Brandon Seiler, who's also a Bellator veteran. So we're really digging deep into the UFC Ultimate Fighter and Bellator pool of talent to get him on this card.
All right, well, I think we do have him on the line here. Again, a week from Saturday in Cheswick, Pennsylvania, Syria Shriner Center. Top-notch production, top-notch fights. If you can't be there live, you can check it out on GOTCMMA.com, or you can also go to their YouTube channel where the fights will also be archived there. It is the co-main event, light heavyweight match, 6-2, Josh the Sandman Stansberry, we talked to last week, going up against our guest at this time. He's 3-1, Victor Bonecrusher Jones. Victor, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Victor, thanks for taking time out of your day, talking to myself, Justin, and Scott's here, of course, from Gladiators of the Cage.
Jones, what's going on, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there, man, hanging in there. Thank you for making the time for us and joining the show today.
Hey, no problem.
Victor, talk to me about this fight. What do you know so far, without giving, I guess, too much of your game plan maybe away, what do you know about your opponent, Josh Stansberry?
I did a little bit of research on him. Me and my team, we've been following a little bit about him. I mean, pretty much, he's solid all the way around. I mean, he's a tough dude. He's got some hands. I mean, he's a quick finisher. He finishes on the ground. I mean, it's going to be a good fight. Fun fight.
What's your ideal way? What's your strength of trying to win this fight?
My strength is trying to win this fight. I mean, it's a must-win fight for me. So basically, I just got to get the win. It's a must-win fight to put me to the next level.
What are you as far as a fighter, Jones? Robert has talked to you more and knows a lot more about you than I do, and I apologize for that. But
okay.
What kind of fighter do you consider yourself?
What type of fighter am I?
Yeah, what kind of, are you more of a ground guy? You more of a stand up? You more of a like you? How'd you get that Bone Crusher name too? On top of my other question, as I ramble on.
I got the Bone Crusher name by the way it was. I would just fight anybody. I didn't care what size they were, how much weight they were. I was just in my amateur circuit. I was just running through guys. guys that were 30 pounds, 50 pounds heavier than me. I didn't care. I just fight them, you know. That's how I earned the name Bone Crusher. And I would prefer to stand up, but yeah, my ground game is good, very good. I just got out of a camp for my ground game. I was in camp for 4 months, just working on strictly ground.
Now, is there any specific? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Say that again. Sorry.
Is there any specific way that you prepare for each fight, or prepare for a meathead like Stansberry? I mean, is there any different things that you do for each opponent, or do you watch videos on them, or do you just sit there and just do your game and get your plan together and go in there?
I mean, I watch a few films of them just so I can get get somewhat of what type of fighter he is, and if he's going to be a tough guy, or is it going to be a tough fighter, easy fight. And basically, that's it. I go off of that. I go off his game plan, and I have a few of my guys that I work with, train with. We'll go over his film, and we'll watch his film. We'll do some of his, you know, somewhat like pretend to fight like him. You know, train against that person.
Hey, what gym are you out? What gym are you out of, Jones?
Cooper's Gym. Cooper's Gym.
And where's Cooper's Gym
at? Detroit.
Oh, you're not that. You're not that's that.
It's in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, you're not too far from Pittsburgh at all. Have you ever been to Pittsburgh?
No, I've never been there. So this is the first. The opportunity, actually.
Well, Victor, real quick before we let you go, can you walk us through what your training's like as we're coming up? You know, we're just over a week from the fight. Talk to us about your training, and obviously if you want to give out any shout-out or thank you to any people or sponsors that might be supporting you along the way.
Yes. My training's going pretty good. I'm sticking to the Muay Thai, boxing, and sticking to the ground game. You know, it's going pretty good. Training every day, training hard. I'm getting ready. I mean, I'm more ready, you know. I got to be ready, stay always ready. That's the way I was trained. That's the way I was brought up in the sport. You always got to be ready. And I want to give my shout-outs to my sponsors, Big John MMA and Stigma Tattoos. That's it. Hopefully we can bring more.
Hey, where do people hunt you down on social media?
Where do people hunt me down on social media?
Yeah, where do they find you?
My Twitter, VictorJones29 at Twitter. Bone Crusher Jones, my fan page. And then, and Victor Jones, my Facebook.
Awesome, Victor. Well, hey, man, thank you very much for taking the time out of your afternoon. And, again, we look forward to seeing you in the co-main event, you versus the Sandman Stansberry. And, you're bringing, I'm sure, your Detroit swagger.
Detroit posse.
Detroit
coming
posse
to
coming to Pittsburgh. I'm sure it'll
I'm
be.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see a fight, bro.
It ought to be a good one. So, again, it ought to be a good one. So, we look forward to seeing you, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have a good one. Thanks, bro.
I'm looking at his Facebook. That's a scary mother right there.
Yeah.
And then you add on the fact that he's called Bone Crusher, which is no joke. Because I'm looking at this guy.
He's a lightweight contender.
Nice guy on the phone, but
He called for the Stansberry. I was side of.
Oh, he requested this.
I was kind of concerned about the matchup. Like I said, Stansberry's no joke, and you know, obviously there's a lot of people covering Stansberry right now. If you look at Sherdog, who's one of the largest MMA reporting agencies, this upcoming fight, especially with Cherico as the main event, they rated it in the top 10 fights in the world to watch, worth watching.
Wow.
In October, which is huge. And then a website called Ranking MMA puts Josh, the Sandman Stansberry, as the number one light heavyweight outside of the UFC in the world.
That's, well, that, again, selling points you guys need to make sure you're touting.
Jones, you better do your research, brother.
These are selling points you guys got to make sure you're touting. All the more reason for people to check out the show, again, coming up a week from Saturday in Cheswick. Exciting news for MMA fans and for guys who like girls. Weeks ago, we were talking. See, we can do this now because Robert's not in the middle mediating. Of course, when he hears this, he'll be thrilled. We were talking a few weeks ago about the story that was in Maxim magazine, and it was everywhere. This 1-1 record for an amateur, this girl fighter, 29 years old, 5'11", Breanne Russillo.
I think I wrote that wrong. I think she's 5'9". My fault.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, Breanne Russillo. Nobody's measuring her height here.
All right, just
with F cups, 12 pounds is the weight of her breasts. and she is required to fight in a different weight class than what she feels she should because her boobs weigh so much. She feels that she shouldn't have to be fighting girls of the size they are because she's not actually that big. It's all just in the boobs. We have tracked her down, and I think we're going to have her on the show next week.
I didn't know who was going to get her first. I didn't know if you were or if Robert was. But
I'll be honest. I've been all through New England, and I just came back from Orlando yesterday. If I was not traveling as much as I was, my persistency would have been much greater on this task. So I'm glad that you came through for this because this was as soon as the story broke, I said we have to talk to this girl. We have to. We have a half hour to fill every week. We have to talk to this girl.
Yeah, this is definitely an interesting story. I mean, she's complaining because she can't get a fight. She, you know, has to drop weight classes, and that's the problem. Is her 12 pounds of her? I don't know how it can be
boobs.
Boobs.
It's not an illegal word to say.
Boom.
It's boobs.
Boom. There it is. Yeah, boobs. We got it. But we're trying to figure out what to deal with this girl. Obviously, we want to get her to fight. It's an interesting story. I mean,
yeah.
We try to help anybody we can out.
Well, she's right over in New York, so it's not a long trip. I mean,
by no means is it a far trip whatsoever. But she has been getting bombarded by everybody and her mother, you know, as far as from the New York Post to Maxim trying to tell her stories. And she's just like, hey, what do these people expect me to do? Just cut my boobs off and make the weight? But it's one of those things that, hey, listen, that's what you're born with. So what do you do with it? You work with what you got. So,
well, I don't know. This is probably a question for her, I suppose. I mean, there is breast reduction surgery. Isn't that an option?
I mean, yeah.
Not that I'd ever thought I'd ever suggest to a woman to get breast reduction surgery. But I guess,
I'm firmly against it.
But in this situation, perhaps.
I'm firmly against that. So I'll have to.
Well, let's see. We have 17,000 to 20,000 for fighters. I'm going through your budget here. 2,000 for insurance, medical, taxes. You might have to add some money here for breast reduction surgery for her, so that way you can accommodate her. You might want to work on the budget.
How much are those now?
I haven't got a quote lately. I'm not sure. But you might want to maybe don't pay the ring announcer or don't pay somebody and then put that money over towards a breast reduction surgery.
Hey, you know what? You ready to start a GoFundMe page? GoFundMe for Bright. What's her name? Bree.
I think it's Brianne.
Brianne Rasulo.
Brianne.
One-in-one amateur, 12-pound breasts, and a mother of a 6-year-old daughter.
Now the other question is this question goes to Dan for your ring announcer. When introducing her, and if she's living up this gimmick, do you introduce her? You know, stepping into the ring, 5 foot whatever, weighing in at 100 and whatever she weighs in at.
Yeah.
I mean, do you work the breast thing into the stats?
I mean, what do
you
do?
Get a pop from the crowd.
Knowing Dan Bogan, he would I don't know how he'd hesitate to do that. Would that be her technical trade name? You know, like we have Bone Crusher. Would she be F Cup? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ring,
Brianne F Cup,
weighing in at 1 whatever pound she is. F Cup.
We're marketing her. That's all. It's actually the pro wrestling.
I hope all the best for her. I hope it works.
No,
out
I hope she does join us next week. And if she hears us, obviously we're not. I'm not picking on you. I'm legit excited about the story. I think it's a fascinating story and one that should be told to as many people as want to hear it because it's a. It's something so simple. It's when you think about it, it's actually a very practical complaint that we never hear about, but it's very realistic to think that's a true thing. She's of whatever size she is and feels that she's fairly should be fighting girls of that equal size, but if you have, I mean, these boobs are called, these are abnormal. There's no other word for it. They're abnormal. So then when that's going to weigh, that's going to add 12 pounds, and that's a whole different weight class, that's.
Well, I mean, what would you do? Would you give her a boob deduction? Would you deduct? Would you have to weigh them at weigh-ins? The fighters have to go and say, okay, well, they're weighing in 11.5, 12 pounds. We'll take that off your existing weight.
I have a feeling all of a sudden. I don't know what your staff makeup is. I have a feeling that all your staff's going to volunteer for the weigh-in purpose of helping out on that end. Nobody's going to be guarding rings. They're all going to want to be in the weigh-in process. Gladiators of the Cage. I'll just volunteer, and you guys need.
There you go.
If you guys need more hands, I'll come and volunteer. Gladiators of the Cage, GOTCMMA.com is where you can find out all the information, tickets, venues, fighters. You can see past fights. Again, coming up a week from Saturday, which I believe is the 24th, yep, October absolutely. 24th. Syria Shriner Center in Cheswick, PA, just up north from the city.
15 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. All ages show. Our doors are open at 6 p.m. The fight starts at 7 p.m. Tickets start at $45. If you have any other questions, info, need tickets, just give me a ring, 412-403-8954. Call, text, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
And every half hour here on Triple I Radio, we're talking all things MMA. And, again, next week, who knows what.
All things MMA and F-Cups.
That's the tagline for the show right there. All right. Well, Robert's been out, and I'm sure he's gonna be very upset.
He's dearly missed. He's back to work. I wish he was here because he brings a little more fire to the show. But
well, if he was here, he would have we would have never even got this
far in our
marketing campaign. All right. Well,
PG-13, Robert.
Well, for Scott, I'm Justin. Again, Triple Live Radio. Make sure you download the podcast. Tell a friend. Spread the word. Subscribe to YouTube. We'll see you next week.